This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So here now, the aforementioned Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor and National Review contributing editor. Andy, good to see you tonight.
See you.
You wrote a very interesting, lengthy piece that goes into this timeline. And, you know, for me, because you know, this stuff, it gets pretty confusing. But one of the questions I have is whether or not the chicken or the egg came first. Because was there a reason to investigate? Or did they put people in to try to stir up reasons to investigate because they were concerned that Donald Trump might win this election?
Yeah, it's something that you always have to be concerned about when you have a situation where there's informants. It's a classic to say that once you have informants in, that people have been entrapped. And you do have to wonder, because it comes down in every case where there is an informant, were people predisposed to do bad things? Or was this manufactured by the
or
government?
Or were they poking at some soft spots with Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and saying, like, you know, these are just the low-hanging fruit, perhaps, in this foreign policy team, and we've raised some questions, so why don't you go in there and offer them some dirt on Hillary Clinton, and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, well, I think we have a norm, right? People ask all the time, was it legal to put an informant in there or a spy? When I was a prosecutor, we called them informants, and the defense lawyer said they were spies. That's how it goes. But what we actually have a political or a constitutional norm where we don't, in law enforcement or intelligence, bother the electoral process unless there's a really good reason.
Yeah.
So I think when you get down to the end of it, there's no law that says you can't send an informant virtually anywhere. So what we're going to get down to in the end is, did they have a good reason to be worried? And if they did have a good reason to be worried, was it an appropriate response to say, I'm now going to look at the Trump campaign as if they're in a conspiracy with Russia? Or would it have been more appropriate to say, they may have a few rotten apples in there. Let's see if we can either interview the rotten apples and see how rotten they really are, or maybe we should tip off somebody in the campaign and ask them, you know, to be careful.
That's one of the things I find so interesting, and I was asking them, because you talk about this NSC meeting, President Obama, Susan Rice, Jim Clapper. It's possible, I think you weren't 100% sure whether Brennan was in that particular meeting.
Yeah, the House Intelligence Committee has this in their report,
yeah.
And they don't say exactly who was at the meeting, so we look at who was in the Obama National Security Council. But the interesting thing about this, Martha, is they put the time frame here, which I find very peculiar. One of the things that should be pretty easy to know is what date did a National Security Council principals meeting happen. Everybody who's asked about it says, like late spring. And that gets my antennas up when they don't want to tell you when something happened, right?
You know, he lays it out here and brings some questions to bear, Andy McCarthy here, that is quite revealing on this whole situation. And I understand that where most of you might think, wow, I'm brain bruised to no end over all this stuff that's been going on. And, you know, what Donald Trump had said earlier in terms of him being spied on, investigated. I mean, with all these things, I don't know about you, but it seems that, you know, President Trump's been more right than wrong. And you know, and obviously there's some things that he's privy to as the president of the United States. He's seeing raw information, unredacted information, as much as he can. And I'm sure probably in some cases because of this, as Jerome Corsi, who's coming up next, would say, because of this coup d'etat, how much information was withheld? I mean, simple things just like, which keeps coming out over and over again is, why didn't the FBI tell the president, hey, look at, there are some suspicions being raised here, and you need to be aware that you've got some people on your campaign that could be vulnerable and, you know, maybe crossing the line here. But no heads up whatsoever. And so this is what leaves the rest of us in the conspiratorial mindset, if you know what I mean. Stay more. We got more.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop. Hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. As Andy McCarthy writes in the National Review, he says the Trump-Russian investigation did not originate with Carter Page or George Papadopoulos. It originated with the Obama administration. And, of course, as he was referencing a moment ago, you know, the timelines have been blurred. You know, they seem to kind of, you know, get these timelines kind of juxtaposed. But that's the nature of, you know, what happens when people lie. My dad used to always say, look, if you're going to lie, you better have a great memory. And, you know, this is what's coming out with these elites, is that as elite as they may be, their memory may not be as polished as it needs to be to carry on this campaign that they're trying to thrust upon we the people. Well, the author of Killing the Deep State is with us, Jerome Corsi, as promised. Jerome, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Bill.
Perfect timing. I mean, of course, I've been talking about you ever since our last conversation. I've been referenced many times on the show about, you know, because, you know, some of the responses that I had after you were on, people going, you know, Jerome's right. This is what they did. The deep state tried to execute a coup d'etat.
That's correct. It was a coup d'etat. They tried to deny Donald Trump the right to be president by concocting, making up a story on Russian collusion in order to impeach Donald Trump. And, you know, there's no Russian collusion. I mean, first of all, Russian collusion isn't even a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there's no evidence at all that Donald Trump, you know, was relying on Russia to help him win the election. Mm-hmm. This was really a cover-up story that the Democrats concocted to try to explain the embarrassment they suffered over the release of the emails that were hacked by Podesta and, you know, and Hillary Clinton from the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, the Russians did it. And then, you know, Trump came out and said, well, if Russia did it, why don't they release the 30,000 emails that Hillary destroyed? And that was the key. They said, well, we can now pin this on Trump. He was trying to get Russia to hack these emails to release them to WikiLeaks. But the whole thing is preposterous. I mean, how would Trump know what was even in the emails? Why would he want to have this done? And secondly, the only case that Mueller's produced is these 13 wacky Russians that, first of all, Mueller indicted a company in Russia that didn't exist at the time the indictment claims they were doing these postings on social media. And at the hearing, first hearing with Judge Frederick, it looks like they said, well, we want discovery. We want to see what these emails are. And the Department of Justice said that they were mostly untranslated and in Russian. Well, how did anybody posting in Russian influence the U.S. election?
And did you get a translation of it?
No, they don't have a translation of it.
It's like... How incompetent, and we're paying for all this, and it's all a ruse just to keep your eyes off the ball, right?
The whole point of this is that the Democrats and Hillary and Obama knew from the beginning that they didn't want Donald Trump to win, and they didn't want a fair election. So they were doing everything they could to subvert Donald Trump's campaign. This Russian story came out during the campaign. Everybody discounted it. And then, we now find out crimes were committed. This FISA GPS dossier prepared by a British intelligence agent was used by James Comey to get the FISA court approval to do electronic surveillance. He didn't tell the court this was a document that was in part paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign, opposition research.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crime. Then they start electronic surveillance and on one person, Carter Page, and anybody Carter Page talked to would then go under electronic surveillance as collateral interest to the NSA on this investigation. Wasn't Carter Page, to begin with, was an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been involved in a 2015 case in which he did very similar things, prosecuting a real criminal from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like we've got maybe two or three different spies that were planted in the Trump campaign, I believe, in an entrapment scheme. In other words, Carter Page went in and talked to Jeff Sessions and said, wouldn't it be good if we could get Donald Trump to say he would release the sanctions on Russia if he won? Then they'd have their quid pro quo, which said, well, Donald Trump was going to give them the sanctions relief if Russia would only hack the emails from the Democratic National Party. Well, Trump didn't promise Russia sanctions relief during the campaign.
Right.
It was not one of his campaign issues.
Right.
So this whole thing was, I think, concocted and started in the Department of Justice, but with aid from John Brennan, and it involved the entire intelligence community of the United States and the Department of Justice in a criminal coup d'etat plan to try to impeach Donald Trump and deny him from being president, even though he won the Electoral College vote. And this, I think, is a disgrace. And Donald Trump yesterday pounded it. And we know now that Rosenstein and Sessions are doing nothing to get Congress these documents out of the Department of Justice, which I believe will prove the criminal nature of the Department of Justice under Obama.
Why is Jeff Sessions complicit in all this? I mean, he's supposed to be on our side, and I know it's questionable. I mean, after he recused himself and all this other stuff, and I think that he's had, there's been opportunity for him to unrecuse himself and challenge the whole legality of this special counsel deal with Rosenstein and that, don't you think?
Well, what I think happened to Jeff Sessions is that when Sessions showed up at the Department of Justice and was now Attorney General, one of the first things he was told by Rosenstein and McCabe, I believe, was that they had been conducting a criminal investigation on Sessions to see if he lied at his confirmation hearings about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm confident Carter Page talked to Sessions about Russia. Sessions had meetings with the Russian ambassador. And I'm sure, as I explained earlier, he was under surveillance from these FISA, electronic surveillance, and they had Sessions on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Sessions misspoke or he forgot something, or they had reason to believe within the Department of Justice they could convict Sessions for lying to Congress in his confirmation hearings.
But Jerome, he couldn't have used the James Clapper out that I got it confused with another incident I misremembered, and that's what I lied about.
This must have had something on tape where he said,
yeah,
some statement or other that would be very embarrassing if it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is they used this to blackmail him and say, you're going to recuse yourself and cooperate with us. It's the only thing I can figure out.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, because when he said he was going to recuse himself, this was during the Al Franken interrogation, right?
Yeah, it was under Al. But see, I think the whole issue started with this, him knowing he'd been talking to Carter Page and that he realized
he was caught in the net.
That, yeah. Yeah, that he didn't really want to reveal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back and hear more from Jerome Corsi, including, you know, is Donald Trump on the verge of really staging a major shakeup in Washington? Stay with us. He is the author of Killing the Deep State. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Way you like.
Mike. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent as always. Welcome back, 19 after the top of the hour. Jerome Kosig continues with us. His book, Killing the Deep State, has soared to the top of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the New York Times bestseller list. He argues his book offers smoking gun evidence that high-ranking officials of the FBI and DOJ took steps in 2016 to ensure Trump's ouster if he was elected. And, Jerome, in your book, you go through the process of what Donald Trump has to do in order to survive, to take the next step, which is, it's a major step, because you're talking about an institution or institutions that have been longstanding and they've gotten away, you could say, with murder and all kinds of illegal operations. And, you know, we're on the verge of maybe some major house cleaning. And I've been warning our audience, get ready, because this is going to require some, you know, conviction of principle and courage to go through what is it's going to be a mess cleaning this stuff up.
Well, Bill, what I said was, you know, if you read the book, Killing the Deep State, said the first test Donald, it's really a three-phase process Donald Trump's got to go through. The first phase he's doing now, which is not to be impeached and to get rid of Mueller, show Mueller to be a dirty cop, dirty prosecutor, who's out to find, his only mission is to get rid of Donald Trump. He's not investigating all this other obvious criminality we know about. The Clinton Foundation's getting to be revived. They're going to have a $100,000 plate dinner here in New York. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, back to, you know, crime as usual for the Democrats, lying crime and deep state operations. But if Donald Trump survives this, I think he will. I'm pretty confident one of these judges will throw one of Mueller's cases out for prosecutorial misconduct, including the one where he indicted this Russian company that didn't exist. You know, this, I think, is kind of a turnaround.
Well, he got a little bit of a slap down here last week, did he not, with the judge? Yes.
We got a big slap. He had slap downs from two or three of these judges.
Right.
And the point is that one of these judges has got to throw the case out. And then Trump can say, okay, look, if your case is, if this is prosecutorial misconduct, I'm not going to tolerate it. You're out.
Yes.
And then I think the counterattack can start. That's the second phase. And once we get the, I already see motions now, increasing numbers of motions for there to be a second special counselor. There was a whole move in the House yesterday.
Exactly. Now, what do you got? About 100 representatives signing on to that?
Yes, and once we get the Inspector General's report out, which I think is, you know, 400 pages long on Hillary Clinton and her email scandal, and that's supposed to come out, it looks like it's being read in final draft. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from Washington.
Right.
And if that's the case, and that comes out, say, next week, or, you know, certainly in the beginning of June, I think by June 15, we're going to see some major changes. The next hearing in this Russian case before, I think it's Judge Frederick is his name, and he's a judge that was appointed by Trump and is very unhappy with this prosecution. Mueller never thought the Russians would defend the case. And, you know, they weren't going to be extradited from Russia and no one would care.
Right.
But the Russians hired lawyers. And they demanded in discovery the Department of Justice turn over all these supposed incriminating emails. Well, Justice said, well, we have a volume of them. We've got a huge number of them. So we'll turn them over. So, well, most of them are in Russian. They hadn't translated them. I don't know how producing comments for the Internet in Russian is going to do any good to, you know, influence an election.
Right.
And these are the kind of, one of these cases is going to be thrown out, and Mueller is going to be embarrassed as a prosecutorial misconduct. And that's going to give a lever, I think, to Trump to fire Mueller. He's doing a pretty good job with, you know, now that he's got Rudy Giuliani in there, Trump does.
Yes.
Turning the tide against Mueller, where people are realizing after a year And now he's down to Roger Stone, and he's going to, you know, investigate Roger Stone's dog and his cat and his chauffeur.
It's like he's looking for a ham sandwich to indict.
He definitely is.
Is he? I mean, it's just like, it's just, well, Jerome, I wanted to ask you, as you brought up earlier, the FISA judges, where's the outrage from these judges? I mean, you know, here they've been lied to. It's clear that they have been lied to, or they're convinced that they weren't lied to, or they're part and parcel of this deep state.
Well, they're part and parcel of the deep state. I mean, the dirty secret is that the NSA is recording everything. You know, they may not use it, but they've got it. I mean, every time you fill out something in Facebook, which was created by the CIA, you're putting your information right into the NSA's database. Now, Facebook may not admit that, but, you know, the deep internet, Facebook's just the current, you know, beauty queen for the people who really run the internet, which is the, you know, Cisco and Oracle and Sun Microsystems. These are the rails the internet works on, and they were all created by the CIA going back into the 50s, funding Silicon Valley through Lockheed Martin. The whole internet operation is a CIA operation, and the NSA has all this data, and, you know, the FISA court's supposed to be there to protect Americans. Well, these FISA judges do not have a very big threshold of proving the Department of Justice, the FBI, from going ahead with electronic surveillance with the NSA, obviously, because this judge who approved Comey's warrant appeal request, based on the FISA GPS document, didn't inquire about that document very deeply. If he had, Comey would have had to have admitted that the Democrats paid for it. Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee in part paid for that. And there was opposition research done by a Brit. Wasn't done even in the United States.
It's insane.
You know, based on that, they got the ability to do wiretapping of Donald Trump's campaign and then put spies in for an entrapment campaign. The whole thing stinks.
Yeah, and here we are. I mean, the thing was quite ironic and rich is that the very thing that Hillary Clinton was accusing Donald Trump of was the very thing that she and other operatives, and I've maintained, Jerome, that, you know, the tentacles of this originate out of the White House, and everybody's really quiet about this. I every once in a while, you know, it'll raise its head that this is a construct from the White House had to be involved in this. But do they have the courage to go after Barack Obama?
Well, somebody's going to have to. I mean, because it's going to come out, and it's starting to come out. You basically got, if you read my book, Killing Deep State, I write a chapter where both Hillary and Podesta were getting paid by Russia. In the reset, they sold U.S. military technology to Russia for cash. They sold this hypersonic technology that Russia's used to build this new nuclear weapon we can't shoot down. And Podesta was getting paid through a oligarch in Russia named Bekselberg, who was very close to Putin, getting millions of dollars through a shell company in the Netherlands called Joule or Jolie, J-O-U-L-E, and it's fully documented.
Right.
I've got the payments and everything. No one seems to care.
Well, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your seatbelts because there's going to be a lot of shaking up happening in D.C. And, of course, the Democrats, you talk about brain damage, Jerome, they're going to go nuts with the firing of Robert Mueller. And, of course, shortly thereafter, there will be a major house cleaning, including Rod Rosenstein et al., don't you think? Including Ray, I think. I think Ray's very vulnerable on this.
Obsession. Yeah. The whole thing needs to be cleaned out. If the Democrats want to let their heads explode, nobody's going to care.
Yep. Get ready. It'll be, hey, it's reality TV right before your eyes. I mean, this is Watergate Plus on steroids all over again. Jerome Corsi, author of Killing the Deep State on Bill Martinez Live. As always, Jerome, thank you so much. Great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. Brownies don't always have to mean guilt. Fiber One Brownie Bites satisfy your sweet tooth and offer the benefits of daily fiber. At only 130 calories per pack, it's a snack you can feel good about. As schedules start to get busy this spring, these delicious and perfectly portioned bites are the ideal on-the-go treat. with mouth-watering flavors like chocolate fudge and chocolate caramel, it's hard to believe each pack has 5 grams of fiber and less than 10 grams of sugar. Brooke Parkhurst, entertaining expert and cookbook author.
I carry Fiber One Brownie Bites in my bag just to have around when I crave a quick and delicious treat. They're low in sugar and high in fiber.
Add to your snacking routine this spring with this guilt-free indulgence. Find them at major grocery stores nationwide in the snack aisle. For specific retailers, visit FiberOne.com/shop. That's FiberOne.com/shop.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. So what did you think about Jerome Corsi's interview, huh? Well, I'll tell you, he brings up some powerful things. And, you know, we've got a dismantling of some of these institutions if we're really going to be serious about it. And do you imagine who else would there have to be in the White House, the president of the United States, to clean this up, but somebody like Donald Trump, who is unbeholding and independent, that is not going to be swayed by money people to tell him what he should be doing, what he can and cannot be doing. Again, I think the areas that he's getting into, we need to continue to pray for the safety of this president because of what's going on here and what Jerome Corsi reveals in his book, Deep State. Killing the deep state. They know no boundaries. They really don't. And I think that we're into an area of perniciousness that we need to go into with eyes wide open. But again, remember where the power lies. It lies in we the people. If you're going to exercise your constitutional right, and this is what we're trying to encourage everybody to do. We're going to talk about the cannabis industry right now. Okay, it continues to be one of the fastest growing areas of North America's economy. The legalization of medical cannabis in Canada, many American states, has fostered a thriving
medical cannabis industry over the past decade, as you may be aware, consisting of everything from pharmaceutical companies to retail specialists, with recreational use now legal in several states. The industry is set to blossom further, and of course, there was further evidence of this. On April the 13th, President Donald Trump announced unprecedented support of legalizing marijuana. With us to tell us more about this is John Paas. He's the chairman and CEO of GB Sciences. And what we're going to talk about is how to unleash the medical magic of the cannabis plant. And federal support of CBD research could be a catalyst for the medical marijuana industry. John Paas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to be here.
Well, good to have you here to make us more aware and to bring us up to date as to what's going on. I mean, the fact of the matter is with the legalization of marijuana in, as we mentioned, there are a number of states right now that have legalized some form of marijuana, whether it's for health purposes or for recreation. Obviously, this is a dynamic aspect that is developing. Bring us up to date on what's going on in your industry.
Well, as you probably, many of your listeners know, 31 states have approved medical marijuana in some form. And they're different in terms of the disease states from state to state. They're different in terms of the delivery forms from state to state. But it is available to one degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
There are another 9 states that approve recreational. And recreational is the recreational states, or adult use states, as we like to say, have a much more liberal environment and I think foster more aggressive approaches to research and dosing and in general. The thing that's bad about, of course, about the medical side is the Gun Control Act of 68 puts a damper on people wanting to register for medical cards or get a prescription, because if they're a registered cannabis user, they're restricted in buying guns to go hunting or whatever they want a gun for. And so that's kind of makes medical, it puts an artificial kind of ceiling on the number of medical patients that you actually can get to enlist in the program. So many medical patients in non-recreational states continue to buy their cannabis in the black market because there's no track record of for purposes of their use of firearms.
Mm-hmm. John, as you know, the drive here in some of these states is, some would argue, is more money motivated. There is that medical element, and I want to strip away and get away from the aspect of the economic issues. Some states are realizing this, but, you know, let's bring people up to date because, you know, a lot of the boomers were influenced by reefer madness. And, you know, we since found out, and of course, I think Vietnam, the Vietnam experience for many that served in the military realized that things that they'd been taught in school wasn't necessarily so. And it seems that slowly but surely we're starting to have an adult conversation about cannabis, getting it away from, you know, the boogeyman and the fear of what it could do. You know, can we be honest about it and say it probably, you know, could impact in a negative way younger people, but for adults, I mean, should this be considered something like in the same way as alcohol?
You know, there's that, but I think the first thing is to understand the plant. The tragedy in all of this propaganda and this 50 years of demonization is that no really reasonable research was done on cannabis for 50 years in this country. Mm-hmm. Yet it is a plant that has a thousands of years history of being for its healing properties.
Right.
There are 85 cannabinoids, 200 terpenes, and 180 other bioactive molecules in cannabis. And they're different in every plant. So the first step in this understanding of the potential power of cannabis is to understand that all cannabis is not created equal, that marijuana won't cure anything. What cures things and mitigates things is the stuff in that particular plant that you consumed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the focus of our research is. Back in the 90s, Raphael Mishulam, the grandfather of cannabis research, posited something called the entourage effect. And he said that it's not one thing in cannabis. It's different cannabinoids and terpenes in different combinations that act synergistically together to mitigate the symptoms or cure a particular disease state.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? It means that if you want to cure Parkinson's and you just go down the corner drugstore and smoke some weed or want to mitigate your tremors and go down the corner dispensary and buy some, it may or may not help to one degree or another, depending on what's in it.
Exactly.
So the message in all that is, why in the world doesn't there any research? Why is there is now, but it's just emerging. The federal government has systematically suppressed research. You know, it's okay if you want to keep us from using it except under medical conditions, but why in the world is it necessary to tell a university that they can't research what's good and bad in cannabis? You know, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah,
that's changing. We have we have partnerships with 5 universities that are doing various aspects of our research. You know, we're focused on providing medical solutions, cannabis-based compounds, botanical cannabis-based compounds to cure specific disease states. And it's going to take. And we've got some patents filed, and we're working towards clinical trials, et cetera. But it's always painful. It's always slow because of all the federal impediments we face everywhere we turn.
Well,
and the obstacles.
And my understanding, John, is that the government has tied up some of these issues themselves. That they have patents on cannabis. You know, where are we on this?
Well, they have a patent on the cannabis plant. And there's only one place in the United States where it's legal to get cannabis for research purposes, and that's Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And they're notoriously bad in the way they cultivate cannabis and the lack of consistency. We actually are doing a clinical trial on a Parkinson's compound. We're applying for our investigational new drug permit. We're going to do that here in Nevada. We have a facility in Nevada that's one of the finest facilities in North America. It's got clean rooms. We use tissue propagation to preserve the genetic. We absolutely have demonstrated with test results that we produce the same thing over and over again, which is good because you have to be, which is important because you have to predict the quantities of the stuff you need.
Exactly.
Okay, so we could extract and make the drug for our Parkinson's trial right here on our facility in Las Vegas.
Well, John, we need to have you back because this is so comprehensive and this has evolved in such a, I believe, in a positive way and is very much a positive part, a future part of what we've got to look forward to.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Neil Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Sorry we ran out of time with John Paz. But I'll tell you, it is fascinating what is happening in the whole cannabis industry. John has over 30 years of experience working as a consultant to companies facing major transitions and transformations. He began his career in the Washington, D.C. office of Arthur Anderson and Company. He has served as chief executive officer, chief operating officer, chief financial officer, chief technology officer of both public and private companies. I mean, this is the kind of talent that is coming into the industry. So, some people are still kind of, because of what we remember before about cannabis, we've been, a little bit in the dark, maybe stayed in the dark. But this is evolving quite rapidly, and especially in light of President Trump's announcement to offer support of legalizing marijuana. And so many aspects of this in terms of some medicinal possibilities that have been researched and that are proving out here. I think it is a positive thing for all of us. And if you want more information, you can check out John's website. It's gbsciences.com, gbsciences.com. Let's bring on the water cooler lady. It's almost like the church lady, it sounds like, because it's time for a water cooler talk. And what a transition here from cannabis to Andrea Kay. I don't know why, but it just seems appropriate.
Well, yeah, because when you think Andrea Kay, you think cannabis?
Okay. I don't know. I know. It's kind of amazing if we can just talk about this, more and more. And what I'm realizing, is the states are beginning to embrace. I think some of them are motivated certainly by the potential income and tax benefit and all this sort of thing. And I think we're still trying to observe what, the impact of cannabis in our culture. I mean, it's been around, but it's like, okay, let's legalize it and let's look at, the medicinal benefits and, the recreational benefits in terms of being responsible and looking at it along the lines of, as we do, like, with alcohol, for example. And I know that sounds a bit naive and probably some people are going, oh my goodness, what are you thinking about here? But, I think that cannabis is it's kind of like we've gone through this prohibition era, like we, like the country did back in the 20s and 30s, and we're kind of growing up and saying, okay, can we look at this a little bit differently?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have such a libertarian streak in me, but at the same time, you know, I look at the idea of, yeah, let's, you know, start supporting a culture of people just getting stoned, you know, all the time. And I think, you know, how good can that possibly be, you know, for a culture? I'm all for anything that helps people medicinally. I was for, you know, medical marijuana, because, you know, when somebody's struggling with cancer, why would we keep them from being able to take something that's going to make them feel better?
Exactly.
Or certainly any, you know, medication that's going to help, you know, you know, with pain. And that's one of the concerns that I have with this opioid crisis, that there's people that are going to absolutely need opioids that are going to have trouble getting it. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for any medication that's going to help people, but I am concerned about the, you know, and there have been studies coming out of Colorado that show that on balance, you know, it, depending on which reports you read, that on balance, it's not necessarily been good for Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and certainly I'm concerned when we've got a state passing a substance that leaves people impaired without an ability to test them for that when they get behind the wheel of a car.
Exactly. Well, and I think this is where, you know, some research needs to come into play. And that's what John Paas and GB Sciences is calling for. And what President Trump is looking at as well, because all this seems to be, you know, logical. I mean, look, it's been the wild frontier. Let's face it. You know, we got all kinds of marijuana coming in. You don't even know what it contains, how it, I mean, it's just been too fast and loose. And so it's like, all right, if we're going to look at it for medicinal purposes, let's make sure the people are getting what it is that they expect. As John was saying in our conversation, is that sometimes it can work, sometimes it doesn't work, because you don't even know what you're getting. And, you know, you've got this plant that gives you all kinds of derivatives and possibilities and options here. But I think that's what needs to be studied so that it becomes, you know, a prescribed deal and such that, look, if you wanted to answer a medical issue, you know, like anything else, then it should be in a prescribed sort of way so that you get the product that you know what you're getting, not a bunch of people that have, you know, theories and ideas. And that's what I say. I think that, you know, whether it's Colorado and other areas, my understanding, okay, and this is my limited understanding of this, is that it's still a little fast and loose and still a bit like the wild frontier. Yeah. I know by observation, I do know this experientially and not directly, secondarily, that, you know, young kids being involved with marijuana, no bueno. The research would indicate that it stifles the maturation process. It stops people dead in their tracks and growing up. I mean, we've already got enough issues in this culture with our young kids being stifled right now. You know, we were talking about this with another expert regarding, you know, some of these school shootings that possibly contributing to the mentality of these young kids and getting so easily offended. And again, this is just one perspective, so don't, you know, hang on to every word here and bifurcate everything I'm saying. I'm hitting this with a broad brush, admittedly, is that, you know, our kids are a little softer compared to when you and I grew up. You know, we could be abused on the school grounds, and you managed it today. Everybody's looking for a safe place. They don't know what to do when they're offended. And now with guns accessible and whatever, it's like, okay, well, I'll take care of that problem. I'm just going to bring a gun to school and shoot it up because I've been offended. That's not the sole answer of everything, but all this is part and parcel, as we were talking with one expert. This is all contributing along with the media, you know, and you know, what is making up the culture? What is contributing to this cultural mindset? And I think the softness of our kids, because everybody gets a trophy these days, and we need to be real careful of their feelings, that this is all contributing to this insanity that we've got ourselves in the middle of.
Well, yeah, not to mention the fact that, yeah, we have to be, you know, feelings, you know, we've got to be careful that, you know, the snowflake mentality, not only do we have that, but we also have the aspect of it that people are being raised, and we have a culture now of people feeling entitled to act out any way that they choose simply because they have that emotional feeling. Oh, I'm angry, therefore I get to behave however I want to behave, say whatever I want to say, do whatever I want to do, simply because I've got an emotion. You know, you look at the Antifa and how the left has defended people's behavior, you know, women getting eggs thrown in their face at a Trump rally. Well, you know, they're Trump supporters. They deserve that.
Right.
You know, this is it's very complicated. There's many aspects. Basically, the left has worked hard to destroy every aspect of traditional America. It's a cultural Marxist movement. You destroy every value that was traditional America was based on.
Exactly.
Every aspect of traditional America, from the Judeo-Christian principles, from when our kids aren't being taught discipline anymore, they're not being taught manners, they're not being taught respect. I grew up where boys would go to school every day with loaded gun racks in the back, and they didn't go in and shoot. Why? Because they were raised with manners, raised to treat people with respect, raised that just because they felt a certain emotion, they had self-discipline and control over themselves. They were taught self-discipline and taught self-control. And we're just not teaching that to our kids anymore. That's being removed from society and being replaced with violence.
Exactly.
And video games that promote violence. And an entertainment system that, an entertainment media that promotes violence against women and against other people.
Now, what happened to civility?
It's gone.
I mean, that's really a sad commentary. I mean, that has been so compromised, and here it is, you know, of course we're seeing it on, you know, on our world stage and just in a microcosm sort of way, although we hear about it so much right now, is what happened with Donald Trump and during his campaign. You know, the rise of lawlessness in our country right now, it's scary, Andrea.
Well, it is, and what is especially troubling to me is that the very people that have promoted coarseness in our society, crassness in our society, demeaning women, the degradation of others, you know, the very people that want to promote hate speech legislation are the very people that think it's okay for conservative women like me to be called nasty words all day long on social media because I'm conservative.
Right.
You know, the very people that think it's okay for Antifa to throw eggs at conservative women, you know, want to tell conservatives that simply being a Christian means that we're haters.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, how do we get our culture back to being the traditional, value-based, respectful culture we once were?
Well, we need we have platforms to where this can be, like here, for example. I mean, you and I are talking about this very thing right now. You can't, across the entire spectrum, have this conversation. CNN's not going to hear this. The other fake news people and the people, the Marxists that want to continue to unravel our society, this is the wrong gospel, wrong church. But it takes people of courage, Andrea, to, you know, keep the truth out there. I mean, what are we doing it for? We're not having this conversation to win an argument. We're doing this to save the very soul of our country, to save this republic, really what it comes down to, because our founding fathers said when it came to our Constitution, it was designed for a specific type of people. And that is a people, going back to civility, a people of morality, a people of conscience.
Yes.
And look at what we have today, and it's no wonder that you could see if the Constitution could be weeping, there would be tears coming out of it right now, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. We can turn it around, though, as a nation. We absolutely can.
Well, we need people of courage to step up and look at, we've got midterm elections coming up, and do not buy into the fake news and thinking that conservatism is dead and it has no place. For the sake and for the very soul of this nation, people of conscience need to step up and make sure that your vote is heard and realized at this midterm election. Andrea Kay, yes, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it, AK.
Thanks for having me.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Take